It's 56 degrees and mostly sunny in Nashville. We expect it to be another sunny and warm day today, although rain is headed our way tomorrow. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 7:04. A trial over Tennessee's near-total abortion ban is set to begin in less than a week. Ahead of the case, a judge has dismissed two of the plaintiff's claims, but is allowing two more to go forward. Davidson County Chancellor Patricia Head-Muskell agreed with the state that the law does not violate patients' right to equal protection. But the case will still consider whether Tennessee's law infringes on patients' right to life, because they say it can protect them from receiving life-saving care. The law includes a clause permitting the procedure when medically necessary. Doctors claim the language is unconstitutionally vague. Their claim will also be considered. Before the explosion at Accurate Energetic Systems in Bucksnort last October that killed 16 people, the explosives manufacturer hadn't had an inspection since 2019. The Tennessean reports that's not unusual. Based on workplace injury data, explosives manufacturers are classified as low hazard, which can set them up for less frequent inspections. Tennessee's Occupational Safety and Health Administration, or TOSHA, tells the paper most of its visits to work sites are triggered by imminent danger, fatalities, worker complaints, or referrals. So until something goes wrong or workers speak up, safety regulators are not likely to take a look. Following the explosion, TOSHA fined the company more than $3 million, the largest fine in agency history. Well, it's National Library Week, and Tennessee libraries are grappling with which books are appropriate for their youngest readers. Rutherford County is at the heart of this controversy. Its school board is being sued by the American Civil Liberties Union over the removal last month of books touching on sexuality and race. And most recently, the county received national attention after firing its public library director after she refused to relocate books related to LGBTQ topics from the children's section to the adult section. Krista Sundhorn-Vaught says this type of censorship dampens kids' desire to read.
Because a lot of the books that are getting pulled, you know, these are high interest titles for students. Mm-hmm. They're very engaging, and the kids are just not going to be satisfied reading those same old classics that some people think they should read, and that it's negatively affecting their literacy and their reading skills.
On our midday show, This is Nashville, Sundhorn-Vaught also said that pulling books from shelves makes authors second guess what they'll write because of a fear that libraries won't purchase their work. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.